Hello, everyone. Welcome to In the Clouds with AWS. I'm your host for today, at least, Andy Whiteside. And I've got John Spallone with me. This is the latest Zintegra podcast. I think this is number six or seven, but we're going to be starting a series here where we focus on Amazon AWS. And because we are EUC guys, we're going to make sure we cover a ton of the EUC side of Amazon. John, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks, Andy.
So, John, you were brought into Zintegra as a sales engineer, but you and I have big plans for you leading up our cloud practice, right?
Yes. Looking forward to it as well.
And as we talked about, you can't really have cloud and specifically IaaS conversations without having the granddaddy of them all, Amazon AWS, in the forefront.
Yeah, we got the OG here.
So our goal here is to probably, you know, focus on AWS for this podcast for sure, and probably as a business. But we wanted to find a way to get more information out and allow us to share our thoughts on AWS coming directly from Zintegra. So this is our intro podcast. Thoughts on what AWS means to you as you take over and lead this practice, all things AWS. What does that mean?
So really what I think, again, like you pointed out, our main focus because of who we are is within that EUC world first and foremost, and then overall infrastructure and how it impacts EUC overall within a cloud infrastructure environment hosted at AWS. I mean, we'll focus on what AWS is doing from their workspaces to WorkDocs, AppStream, the solutions that they provide out there. And I believe it's also WorkLink, which is their mobility. So their suite of solutions for EUC, and then also how it ties in with their third-party solutions that are out there, our Citrixes, our VMwares, how it fits within the environment. And one other thing that kind of plugging our future next episode, we'll be talking about their zero trust and partners that they work with in that. So you can really start to see an opening of this environment within AWS that's not just what you know of, oh, it's a shared server that's out there for people to use.
So, John, am I right in saying that Amazon has an interesting play in this end-to-end solution concept, at least virtual end-to-end solution, because they have that massive infrastructure as a service play, plus they also have these platform as a service plays, for example, workspaces, where they can bring to market, you know, solutions that have that backend component that's an entitlement or part of that story?
Yeah, I mean, I made the joke that, you know, they're the OG, but really, I mean, Amazon is it. I mean, they're the old guard. They're the ones that invested and built up what we see as cloud today. They know what they're doing. They've got that understanding. And, you know, if you look at it, everybody else is pretty much trying to model themselves after AWS as they've stepped further into this market. So AWS has been doing a lot of good things as far as the EUC world has come around from their first days. And a lot of that comes from lessons learned of other solutions in the cloud and applying that with their knowledge and their background of cloud infrastructure. So I really think there's some interesting conversations that we'll be having in the future here.
So when I first found out about Amazon AWS on the EUC side, end user compute side, I thought maybe it was just a kind of a simple play solution that would eventually, you know, run out of steam. But they really do seem to be in it to, I'll say in it to win it. They really do seem like they want to have a end-user compute platform that does check all the boxes and has the features of some of the legacy players.
Yeah, they're, you know, when we come back to EUC and then we talk about in the cloud, I mean, ultimately it comes down to the operating system, and we all know who owns and that and where that game's been played over the years, especially when it comes to cloud. But you would think other people that were out there doing this may just throw up their hands and walk away and say, we don't have that operating system. We don't have that ability to afford the taxes on it. So, you know, we'll do it for a little while, supplement ourselves, and then go into the next. But like you said, I mean, they really have seemed to be investing into the entire atmosphere of EUC, you know, especially when you go down to mobility and just the actual productivity capabilities and applications for users in the business environment.
You know, I think it's interesting when you think about the Microsoft Windows, whether it's server or desktop world. Microsoft early on saw the opportunity to be enabler for lots of platforms versus, say, maybe an Apple where it's kind of a closed ecosystem. You know, as much as Microsoft competes with a lot of players in this space, Amazon's a great example of a partnership where, you know, Microsoft's still winning by having Amazon host workloads for them. And at the end of the day, if that's where customers choose to choose the solution to be based from, because it is the original, because it does have a lot of the pieces other people are trying to catch up with, you know, kind of makes sense for Microsoft to do that. They don't have to be all the workloads, but if they're part of a lot of the workload stories, that's a good story for them too.
Definitely. And when you look at it, Amazon as the overall solution, not just within the EUC world, everything that we use today, just think about it, every social media app, every type of cloud productivity that's out there has some sort of footprint within AWS. There's nothing that's out there on the cloud today that doesn't connect back in some way, shape, or form to AWS hosting a service or providing a service or routing of a service. So yeah, it's definitely the big guy as far as the cloud environments are concerned.
Well, and that to me is interesting too, because that's where this end user compute thing shows up, because you know, a lot of the things the end users are accessing are already in AWS. So it's just like a front door to get to the, you know, to get to the living room, which is somewhere through the foyer, if I can use that example. But you know, there's certainly an element of AWS in a lot of the applications out there, whether it's the front end, back end, or the middleware in between.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. So this is gonna be fun. I mean, this is gonna be really interesting. I think it also takes us at Zentegra to another platform, if you will, into the cloud, and getting us open up to more possibilities and thoughts of how EUC overall can be spread, that load can be bursted, or it can be built out into a cloud infrastructure that is going to fit for any customer.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward. I'm going to try to join some of these as I can. You're going to take blogs monthly, if not weekly, and we'll figure out a cadence. And you're going to bring a group of people together, maybe some folks from Amazon, maybe not, and actually review the blog, kind of like a book club kind of thing, but for blogs. And kind of go through the content and use the team that's on the podcast to kind of add a little more context, and hopefully people will have another vehicle to learn more about what Amazon's doing with AWS. And that's, you know, a Zentegra way of doing things. We like to educate people to the best we can, and have conversations with people regarding what we know and what they know. And hopefully we all come out better in the end.
Definitely. Yes.
So, John, I appreciate you taking the lead on this. What's your first topic? I know you mentioned a minute ago. What's the first real one going to be?
We're going to be talking about AWS and their partners within a zero trust architecture. So we'll be covering how AWS defines that, how it breaks down, some of the lessons learned that they've had over this pandemic, and where some of their partners and their solutions that are within the AWS markets for their customers actually fit into this world of zero trust.
Mm-hmm. And that's where all the end-to-end solutions are going, right? They got to have this this high-performance zero trust world that does everything it can to mitigate risk and provide a security posture. That's good.
Yes, and it even works in the cloud. That's the good thing.
I'm assuming a lot of it these days is being born in the cloud. So
yes,
put our workloads there with it.
Yeah.
Well, John, I appreciate you jumping on and going through the intro here, and I look forward to watching what you guys do with this.
Thanks, Andy, and I look forward to our future conversations with everybody out there.
All right, John. Thanks.